Welcome back to the Jake Asmon Show on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Jake Asmon.
Darnold dials it up. Caught by Johnson. Touchdown, Jets. Sam Darnold on target.
The call by Ian Eagle on local CBS 2 in New York as Sam Darnold made his preseason debut for the New York Jets Friday night. And he electrified a lot of fans in attendance and a lot of people watching at home. And Ian Eagle is nice enough to join us on the hotline right now. Ian, good evening. A pleasure to have you on the show. How are you?
Hey, Jake. Great to talk to you again, bud.
Absolutely. So this has been a long time coming, Ian. I was talking about this a little earlier on the show. I haven't had you on since I was a freshman in college. I've been a huge fan of your work for years, so it's great to get you on the show.
Oh, you're making me feel old, Jake. All the way back to your freshman year.
Yes, and very old.
How many years ago exactly?
That was about 4.5 years ago.
Exactly. So it really hasn't felt that long since we last spoke, but it's great to talk to you again.
No doubt about that. So you, of course, had the up-close view of Sam Darnold the other night. What were some of your big takeaways getting a chance to watch him?
A presence more than anything else. I think that's what you look for in young quarterbacks that come into the NFL. Do they have command? How do their teammates respond to them? There's a maturity there. There's a poise. He's got the size. He's got the arm strength. All of the tangibles, he checks every box. The questions you have is just how will he handle himself? And I thought he passed the test with flying colors right out of the gate. And the Jets, in the first time in many years, have an actual good problem to deal with, which is they've got a lot of talent at the quarterback position. That room is crowded, and they're going to have some deeper decisions to make. But this was important, to see him out there, to get him off to a good start, and for Jets fans to begin to visualize what this means for the franchise moving forward. If you don't have that position accounted for, you don't have a future in this league, and the Jets have struggled at that QB spot for so many years now. I think they forgot what it was like to feel good about it.
And I've been a Jet fan my entire life. I have never seen consistent quarterback play. We had a few years of Pennington, Sanchez,
yep.
You know, had his run in 09 and 10 and then fizzled out. I mean, for the Jet fan, you can understand why they're so excited, but do we have to temper expectations just a bit because it is still preseason and we are talking about the first game of a preseason here?
Yeah, of course. I think what ends up happening, you have complete overreactions in the preseason on both sides, on the positive end and sometimes on the negative end, and usually there's a happy medium. Christian Hackenberg, the last couple of years, second-round pick out of Penn State, Jets fans weren't thrilled with the pick, and their fears were realized. He just was not ready for prime time. He was not ready to lead an NFL team. Philadelphia signed him earlier today, so at least Hackenberg will get another chance and try to prove that he can play in this league or at least get on a roster. But this was different. This is the number 3 overall pick. This is a player that people got a chance to see a lot of because USC was on quite a bit. And I just think there's a certain optic that comes with picking that high in the draft. If you whiff on this, jobs are lost. Careers are affected. They didn't whiff. Sam Darnold's going to be able to prove himself at this level. The question is going to be at what level can you expect from him? And certainly one preseason game doesn't really set the tone for anything more than feeling good about preseason game number 2. But the bigger picture, you can just tell he belongs.
We're talking with Ian Eagle right here on SB Nation Radio. And Ian, you know, to your point about Darnold, do you think he has a legitimate chance of winning the job? We've heard Todd Bowles say it's an open competition. The best player is going to win the job. But they have McCown. They have Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, how legitimate is the shot for Sam Darnold to actually be the week one starter when the Jets are playing Monday Night Football against the Lions to start the season?
Yeah, Jake, you know, I think there's no philosophy that's tried and true. We've seen it on both sides. Players that have stepped in right away and have handled it. And then other quarterbacks that have waited based on circumstance, and they've handled it. And by the way, we've seen the other side of quarterbacks getting an opportunity right away, and it's too big for them. And it may have had a cause and effect in their career where they never quite realized their potential. I think he has a legitimate chance based on his talent, based on who he is and how he carries himself, and based on the fact I think the Jets would like to get this process started. I don't believe all three of these players will be on the roster. That's just my gut feeling. I haven't heard that from anybody. That's not inside info. Just look at the economics of it. I don't see how Teddy Bridgewater will be a part of this if they believe that Sam Darnold is truly ready. And even if McCown starts week one, there's no reason to have the three QBs on the roster. If they can trade Teddy Bridgewater for a third-round pick somewhere in that range, that might be enough to entice them to make a move.
We're talking with Ian Eagle, CBS Sports, called the Jets preseason opener against the Atlanta Falcons on Friday. You know, you mentioned Teddy Bridgewater, and his situation is fascinating because before he got hurt, he was a Pro Bowl quarterback. He was somebody that a lot of people felt was going to be one of the best young quarterbacks in this league. He played really well the other night. So when you look at his situation, what do you think his value is? Do you think they could actually get a third-round pick if a team really likes Teddy Bridgewater and wants to bring him in?
Yeah, if not for Darnold, Jake, I think Teddy Bridgewater is the story of the game and one of the biggest stories in the NFL. But because there was so much ballyhoo and buzz with Darnold, Teddy's story got pushed to the background a bit. But that narrative is real. Teddy Bridgewater was concerned that he would never play again. There is no denying that. That was a horrific injury that he suffered. Missed the entire 2016 season, mop-up duty at the end of last year in a game against Cincinnati where they blew out the Bengals. And it was a nice moment, but there was nothing in that game that made you believe that Teddy Bridgewater was back and ready to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. What you saw the other night was a player that looked very comfortable, looked like the old Teddy Bridgewater pre-injury, the Pro Bowler from 2015. And I got to tell you, meeting with him the other day, he just brings a lot of positivity, a big smile on his face. I can see why teammates feel connected to him. He speaks on a deeper level. I do think that the injury, for anyone, opens your eyes. And he's not taking anything for granted. And he is appreciating the little things. And he even mentioned that in our chat. The relationships with players and just being around the guys and being in the locker room. So aside from the physical part where he acknowledged and admitted in our meeting, he just wanted to get hit. He was looking forward to the contact. He did not get hit in that Minnesota-Cincinnati game. So I think even for himself, he just needed that first hit to feel like he was really back. He looked sharp. And if I'm a team out there, certainly Tampa Bay comes to mind, but if I'm a team out there that's either suffered an injury at quarterback or may still suffer an injury at quarterback in the preseason, that's a player I have to look at as someone that could step in and probably do the job well.
We're talking with Ian Eagle right here on SB Nation Radio. And Ian, looking at the Jets as a whole, they have a lot of young players that should take the next step this upcoming year, guys like Marcus May and Jamal Adams, and they still have Leonard Williams. Are people maybe sleeping on the Jets, especially if Sam Darnold could win that job and be the week one starter? Could the Jets be a team that could surprise a lot of people with some of their young talent that they have on this roster?
Yeah, the biggest concerns, I would say, Jake, are pass rush, which has been a huge issue each of the last 2 years. Todd Bowles built a reputation on being a blitz coach. And the last couple of years, I don't think they felt comfortable enough necessarily on their back end to unleash the beast. Now, with that said, they didn't really have the personnel up front to get it done either. They still have to find somebody at the outside linebacker position, whether it's someone on this roster currently or someone on another team's roster that they can depend upon for solid week-in, week-out pressure on the quarterback. The wide receiver spot, the perception is that it's a weakness. I don't think it's as big a weakness as others might think. Now, health will play a big role in that. Quincy Enunwa is a player that they're expecting to be back and to be productive. 2016, he had 58 catches. He had 857 yards. He had four touchdowns. And he's a big target for whoever is starting at quarterback, whether it's McCown, Darnold, or Bridgewater. And then the other area would just be offensive line. I don't think that is a position that you would say they're in the top 10 in the NFL. The question is whether or not they can hover middle of the pack. Injuries right now to Kelvin Beachum on the left side. They've got Brent Qualley playing over there. He's been a backup in his career with the Jets. The right side, Brian Winters, signed a big deal prior to last year. He was injured for most of the season with an abdominal injury and played through it. And Brandon Schell is still a young player at that right tackle position. They did go out and acquired Spencer Long from Washington, and they believe that he's going to be an upgrade at center. But that would be my areas of concern with this team, where depending upon how those positions shake out, it could be the difference between a team somehow squeezing out 9 wins and being in a playoff race by week 15, 16, 17, or finishing up 6-10, 7-9, and feeling as if they maybe took a step forward, but not quite to the level that some would have hoped.
We're talking with Ian Eagle, CBS Sports, also the play-by-play voice of the Brooklyn Nets on the YES Network. And Ian, before I let you go, I have to discuss what I thought was just one of the coolest moments I've seen in a long time. You had an opportunity to call a Syracuse game where your son Noah was broadcasting for the Syracuse student station. I mean, how surreal of an experience was that like for you?
Oh, my gosh, Jake. Out of body, to be perfectly honest, because for many years, I was always the young guy. I got the Nets job at a young age. I was 25. I got the CBS job at a young age. I was 29. And the idea, just the sheer thought of my son doing a game that I was doing and for it to work out, the sun, the moon, and the stars lining up the way that it did with Syracuse and Miami, it really was unfathomable from my perspective. So for it to happen, for it to become a reality, such a cool moment for my family, my wife Elisa, who I met in college. So this wasn't a career that came out of nowhere. She knew what I wanted to do. My daughter Erin, who's been involved every step of the way, it just was really cool on so many levels. Thanks for even mentioning it.
No question.
It still gives me goosebumps when I think about it.
And how about the fact that I couldn't get over how similar he looks to you? Like, you see the father son, you could tell right away, you know, that, you know, someone is the father, someone is the son, but he looks exactly like you. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, Jake, thanks. there have been some question marks. The Poland Spring guy is very handsome, and you never know. I'm on the road a lot, so I don't take anything for granted. But
he's Ian Eagle. You can, of course, check him out on CBS Sports calling the NFL this year. Also does an excellent job on the YES Network with the Brooklyn Nets play-by-play. Ian, Nets finally have a first-round draft pick this year. Things are changing in Brooklyn.
Yes. I think they're going to start lining up the parade now just to celebrate the fact that they have their own pick. Give Sean Marks and Trajan Langdon, the GM and the assistant GM, a lot of credit for clearing the deck, for creating some open spots for themselves for next year to keep it interesting, and improving the roster. Young team, yes, but now I think there's some pieces here. They went under the radar. They were very stealth in how they went about things, and while they weren't the biggest name free agents, if you look up and down their roster, I think in the Eastern Conference, they could be intriguing, and they could actually play some meaningful games in the month of March and April. Obviously, things have to break the right way, and they have to see improvement from D'Angelo Russell. That's probably going to be the biggest key. He has to take a major step forward and become a star for this team to accomplish some of the things that they're looking to accomplish.
Well, he's Ian Eagle. You can, of course, check him out calling the Nets this season and calling the NFL action on CBS Sports. Ian, a pleasure to have you on. Thanks again, and hopefully we can get you back on again soon.
Jake, anytime. Congratulations on the gig. Not surprised at all. I thought you were outstanding as a freshman at Ithaca, so I'm not the least bit shocked that you're doing this on a national level. Really, really happy for you. Impressed, and keep it up, man.
Thank you so much. That's Ian Eagle. We will wrap up the show. Alex Gold will join us right after this here on SB Nation Radio.